you're not feeling like you're earning your money, but the midfielders certainly were. They were sucking in air like anything. Last night when Carlton took home the points, the game was frantic and it was fast. But there was one moment that really stood out to me. It was in the second quarter. There was a kick from Moody and it was cleanly received by a very composed Madison Gay. She was one of Carlton's best last night. She joins us now. Maddie, welcome to the Outer Sanctum.
Thank you for having me.
How do you sleep after a night like that?
I'll be honest, I didn't get much sleep. Took a while to shut the eyes, but all the adrenaline was still hitting me, but ended up getting some sleep by the end.
Hi, Maddie, it's Lucy here. I was wondering what it was like for you playing in front of such a big crowd on your first game.
Oh, it's pretty surreal playing in front of 19,000 for your first game. You don't really know how to prepare for that, but obviously went out to the ground and try to take it all in and just appreciate the crowd being there, and we thank them a lot.
It's Kate here, Madison. Tell me, there was a bit of chat with Shiloh early on about the niggling that went on during the game, and it seemed like to some people watching that it was a bit of a spiteful contest at times. It seems like there's a genuine rivalry between the two clubs now. Is that how it feels to you?
Yeah, it's always good to get a little niggle. It kind of gets everyone a bit pumped up. And being Collingwood and Carlton, there's always a bit of a rivalry there, and we knew Carlton were going to bring it straight away, so we thought, why not match them? And we obviously did, and it worked out well.
Maddie, it's Nick Hayes here. We're watching the way Carlton came together. From your perspective, the introduction of the big-name recruits and the mix of debutants on the game, how's the cohesion of the team working?
Absolutely amazing. Couldn't ask for a better club to be at. They're so welcoming to all us new players. We feel like we've been there since the get-go from last year. Yeah, as I said, it's just amazing and couldn't be anywhere else.
We're speaking with Madison Gay, who had a great game last night for Carlton. Alicia?
Well, watching it on TV, you got to see the coaches talk a little bit. Madison, what was it like in that huddle? What were the coaches saying? What was the team saying? What was it like?
After the first quarter, it was a bit hard to hear him. Damon, I had to ask what he said. But he was telling us to just stay composed and obviously take in the crowd and the atmosphere, but also use our strengths and our skills to our advantage and play the game out and just focus.
Maddie, it's Shiloh Curtis here. Just want to talk about your path to Carlton. You obviously picked up in the earlier part of the year and playing VFL football and then transitioning into the AFL. What did you do across the winter season, I guess, to prepare for your new AFLW career?
Well, obviously being picked up early is quite good. I had Damo by my side throughout the whole year. So he was able to just give me some tips each week and try to execute them out in the game. And so just kind of preparing that way and also just laying low and not really focusing on AFL just yet, just trying to learn the game during VFL. And then towards the end of the year, I started to focus on what was to come.
Maddie, you guys play the Giants next week. Will you watch the games that roll out for the rest of this weekend? Is that a team policy or is it your policy?
Certain players like to and certain players don't. But we know GWS are going to be a real challenge, seeing that their game against Brisbane Lions in the practice match was outstanding. So we're all obviously going to do our research and watch a bit of their plays and stuff like that. But we also need to focus on what we need to improve on from last night's game. So just depends on the player, really.
How did you find the last touch out of bounds rule last night?
Yeah, it's a bit difficult to get used to. I remember I did a kick and it got turned around to Collingwood's hands because you kind of forget about it. But obviously it'll take time to get used to that rule as it's new, but hopefully it works out well and each team end up scoring a bit more from it.
Well, we'll let you go. Good luck with recovery. And we are looking forward to seeing you take on GWS next week. Thanks for joining us on the Outer Sanctum, Madison.
Thanks for having me, ladies. Bye.
That was Madison Gay. She must be pretty euphoric, I would say, getting the points on the board.